Well, not every song is meant for greatness, although some songs achieve it despite being painful to listen to. So what makes a bad song? Well, in the 90s, it could have been a lot of things. Corny lyrics, bad sampling, covering a song that no one asked for, and many more things. So don't move as we check out the best of the worst on this all-new episode. Hello and welcome to Totally 80s and 90s Recall. On this podcast, we take a look at everything the memorable decades of the 80s and 90s had to offer, from music and movies to television and pop culture. We'll do this by providing our personal experiences and hopefully stir some rad memories, fun, and nostalgia along the way. If you're new to the show, we're so excited that you found us, and we promise you'll have an awesome time. And for our returning listeners and subscribers, it's great to have you back. I am one of your hosts, David, joined as always by someone who loves taking a walk on the wild side. It's my good friend, Rob.
Hey, everybody. I do like a good walk on the wild side.
Yes, you're known for that.
I have a reputation for doing that. We want to welcome all of our listeners that are trying to answer the existential question about the meaning of life. With that being said, here are some things to consider as you're pondering your existence. You have so many relationships in this life. Only one or two will last. You go through all the pain and strife. Then you turn your back and they're gone so fast. So hold on to the ones who really care, because in the end, they'll be the only ones there. And when you get old and start losing your hair, can you tell me who will care? So plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. You can plant any one of those. Keep planting to find out which one grows, because it's a secret no one knows. Can you tell me which flower is going to grow? Can you tell me if it's going to be a daisy or a rose? Can you tell me? No, you can't, because you don't know.
Yes.
Let that sink in. Sit back and enjoy the show.
There it is. Well, speaking of don't know, I, for once, don't know what that's from off the top of my head. If I heard a music or something with it, maybe it'd be different, but just the lyrics itself.
It's a good tie-in with today's theme.
Have me a little stumped. Yeah. So we extend our offer that... anyone who emails or messages the show, you got one of our very highly sought after stickers in your future.
Yes.
Yes. So hopefully we'll figure that out.
Yeah. There's some diehard fans out there. They'll know those lyrics.
Diehard fans. So, well, before we jump into the show, I want to give a couple quick shout outs. We've been doing this for about 8-9 months now, almost a year. Can you believe it's been almost a year?
No, I never thought.
That's great.
Yeah.
You never thought we'd make it a year. Couple shout outs. We've found that in this podcasting community, a lot of other shows and creators have been very supportive, helping out, and we talk to each other, and it's been great to meet all kinds of new people. So if you're looking for another show to listen to, tune into our friends Sean and Eric over at Generation Rewind.
Good guys.
Right? Good guys. Another one, Mixtape Podcast. Good one. They cover lots of musical topics from the 80s and 90s. They're branching out into the 2000s. And one of their listeners is actually in the process of creating a theme song for
our
show.
I'm excited.
So in the future, we may have a personalized theme song. And then a new show called Children of the 80s, a husband and wife team out of Georgia, covering a lot of things from the 80s, from growing up. And it's a fun show. So if you're looking for something new, all three of those are great choices. I highly recommend. And with all that, Rob, what are we covering for today's episode?
Well, before I say that, one thing I do want to say is I agree with your statement about the community of creators and the podcast. I've found that very fun to watch and listen and share. And it is a neat community.
Well, you think in the space people competing for, all of you out there listening, but they're not. Everybody's real supportive. It's not a cutthroat, we want our show to be better than your show type of thing.
So I thought that. I just think that's been really cool where you've reached out to different podcasts and they reply and they share ideas and we share ideas. It's cool.
So, yeah, it's awesome.
Today, so we're looking at a very specific window of time.
Yes.
We're looking at 1990 to 1992. And within that 3-year window, we are looking at, in our opinion, the worst songs.
The worst.
During songs. That 3-year period.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we spent a lot of time in this podcast, Rob, going over and reliving the songs we loved in the 80s and 90s. And normally I am very excited and cannot wait to reveal my musical choices, but today is not that day. I take no pleasure in today's musical selections, and I apologize to all of your ears ahead of time, but it must be done.
Must be done.
Must be done. For all the great songs in the 80s and 90s, there were also songs that were either bad in general or bad to us for whatever reason. I put no criteria on this. You just got to choose what you think's bad. This is not to say that those songs were not popular or that listeners will agree with us. You may think these are great songs.
Good point.
But it's definitely a group of what we think are just terrible songs all the way around.
Yeah.
Now, I assume we're just going to disagree between the two of us. I know for a fact Rob will probably pick a few songs that I think are great 90s songs.
Probably.
And he's going to say are bad. He may even do it on purpose because he likes to ruffle my feathers. So he is a feather ruffler. Yeah. That's what we call him in the business. So, but we often love a song the other one hates. So this might be the old switcheroo.
Just today. Don't call me a fluffer.
No fluffer. Okay. So we're focusing, as Rob said, on a 3-year period between 1990 mm-hmm. and 1992. And there was a lot of crap between those 3 years. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you folks. Putting together a playlist you may not want to relive, but it will be there for you. So Rob, what kind of criteria did you look for? For your bad song.
Oh man. If it was annoying, kind of the good ear start. Kind of earworm type yep. song that just was maybe overplayed. I also looked at respected artists.
Yes.
That maybe had a weird chapter in their catalog and I didn't quite understand direction they went or
they took some bad advice.
You know, it's not in there, but I'll use an example of like, you know. And maybe it's on your list, but you know, Garth Brooks going Chris Gaines, you know,
that was later in the 90s,
yeah, right? That was weird.
Very strange.
So that kind of like, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have some respected artists also on my countdown. Mm-hmm. They took a bad turn at some point. They were getting some bad advice. And I think the early 90s shift in between what the 80s sounded like the 90s were going to sound like. Might have an influence on some of the choices that were made.
Yes. True statement.
And some of these songs, you can tell they were trying to copy another popular song,
but
they just made a worse version of it. And mm-hmm. that happens too sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Well, as awesome as the 90s were, from great R&B and rap to grunge and ska music, there were other songs in the 90s that were in fact not awesome. So let's head back to the early 90s and unfortunately take a look at some of the worst songs. Real quick, fans, before we dive into our list, if you want to ensure you never miss an episode of Totally 80s and 90s Recall, which you definitely should, if you haven't already done so, make sure you hit that subscribe button and then share it with a friend, which will help our show grow and spread the Rob and Dave experience worldwide. Quick disclaimer for this topic, because we love our disclaimers. The songs chosen are our opinions only. We mean no disrespect to the artists or you listeners that truly may like some of our choices. These are just songs we did not find enjoyable, and heck, we may end up, again, arguing amongst ourselves, depending on what Rob chooses. That's definitely a possibility. So, but again, these are just our choices. You may love them and, go on listening to them all that you like. Also, for longtime listeners, Rob and I have made a small format change going forward. We'll be ranking our top 7 songs. We used to do a top 10 every week, but we still will keep the cut line. And our honorable mention, so that'll make a total of 10 songs each. So while I cannot stop any emails or social media posts noting the new format, this is our warning of said change. So we're just chopping down the lists a little bit, not quite as long.
Hey, that's all right.
So with that, Rob, let's unfortunately get this party started. Play us your first worst song.
All right. I think you're going to be proud of me on this one. I think you will agree.
Okay.
Well, if you disagree, we're going to have words.
So. Okay.
All right, here we go.
From a distance, yeah, that sucks. Immediately.
Can you know who it is?
Of course I know who it is. How do you not know who it is? It's the voice. It's horrible. That's awful. I don't have anything else to say.
So this is initially, this is Bette Midler, yes, From a Distance, obviously, 1990, mm-hmm. initially penned in 1985,
yes.
So it was an older song, then she re-released it, became an international success, it reached number one, on the U.S. Billboard Adult Contemporary chart and number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. It went on to win a Grammy Song of the Year. It was all over the world. Reached top 10 in Australia, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand. Larry Flick of Billboard described From a Distance as a soothing hymn that invokes inspirational images similar to Wind Beneath My Wings, also a crappy song.
Larry Flick is wrong in this case. Very wrong.
Adding that the song proves that Divine Miss M still has what it takes to tackle top 40 territory.
You know,
But then I get down here in these notes and it says, conversely, Midler's recording of the song ranked at number 37 on VH1's list of the 50 most awesomely bad songs ever.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and then Blender magazine listed it. It was on their list of the 50 worst songs ever.
There you go, Blender.
So yeah,
way to chime in.
Yeah, it was no slouch. It won. It had some traction somewhere.
It's awful. So. And if you really listen to the song, go look at the lyrics. It's really stupid. The problem. It says God is watching us.
Yeah.
It doesn't say he's doing anything. He's letting she still cites all the bad things happening, but he's paying attention. Oh, he's watching. Don't worry about it. But you know,
and it came out during a time they talk about world events at the time, Gulf War. There were some other things that happened. One person says the lyrics managed to take in the globe, and deliver a song worth listening to 100 times.
Negative. So that's awful. Well, that is a good first worst choice.
Nice.
You almost couldn't find a worse song than that.
I know, and that's my number 10.
Yeah,
seven. No, seven, sorry.
Number seven. You're good.
Changing the format.
It's our format change.
Dang it.
Sometimes Rob takes a little a massaging to ease into these things.
I'm a slow learner.
Not an agent of change.
No, I'm not.
That's fine.
I like my habits.
Well, it's hard to follow up from a distance if we're talking about who's playing a worse song. But mine probably gets really close.
Ooh.
My number 7 is no shout out to White Boys. It just made us all look whiter than ever. And I'm just going to play it for you, and we're going to see if you can figure it out. So come on, everybody, and sing your songs. Play that funky music. Play that funky music. Here comes the best part. Go, White Boy, go, White Boy, go. Go,
White Boy, go, White Boy, go. Play that funky music.
That should probably die. So, well, that is Play That Funky Music by Vanilla Ice, if you couldn't figure that out. People can argue that Ice Ice Baby is a bad song also, but it holds nostalgia for me, so I will never agree to that. Mm-hmm. This song, however, is awful. Another bad cover that no one asked for, a Wild Cherries song in 1976. Listen to that. Way better. Had a nice disco groove to it, nice and funky. That went number 1 in the U.S. Hot 100. Vanilla's version is just bad. However, this hit number 4 in the U.S. Hot 100, only because I think Ice Ice Baby propelled it.
Yeah, it was like the B-side or something.
Yeah. Well, technically, Ice Ice Baby was the B-side.
That's right. Yeah.
But they made a smart choice releasing Ice Ice Baby before this. This went number 3 in Finland and top 20 in a lot of other countries, which is so confusing to me. I usually agree with our worldwide audience, but we were off in the woods on this one for sure. The video is Vanilla on tour, mostly just him dancing. I don't have much more to say. I just genuinely dislike the song. And when he delivers the go white boy, go white boy, go, it is terrible. And didn't he just recycle that from the ninja rap or go ninja, go? Also, his lyrical effort is rough and lacking of, here are some samples. Stepping hard like a German Nazi.
Oh,
is that a good line? All right. That's an odd word choice for a song meant for a predominantly African-American audience, by the way. I eat spaghetti with a spoon. What is going on here? Like, what are we doing? These are the lyrics.
Yeah.
So, play that funky music.
Yeah, I think I had that tape.
Not good.
Yeah. It didn't age well.
I didn't listen to it then either. I'm going to be honest. After you didn't listen to Baby, I didn't listen to anything
else. You didn't drink the Kool-Aid, the ice.
He had the one shot. I got that. And then after that, it was rough. So,
there
you go. So that's my number 7.
It's a bit absurd.
It's awful.
Yeah. All right. No, that's a good one.
So Bette Midler and Vanilla Ice lead us off.
Oh, that is a team right there.
Tough.
They should do a duo. Okay. Can you imagine if Bette Midler and Ice?
No.
She carries the harmonies. He does the bridge with a rap. Yeah,
that sounds like something.
I think they should make that happen.
All right. Let's send him a message.
You should get on your chat with old
Peebo
and JT and see. I don't know people.
All right. They probably do. I don't know if they know Vanilla Ice, but we can ask the question.
I bet they do.
All right.
I bet they run in the same circles.
It's possible.
Yeah. He probably built their house. He was like a contractor.
He is a contractor. Yeah.
All right, here's number six. My number six. This can be a little contentious, but we'll try it. Here we go. My wife did not like this choice. See, you struggle. You kind of like it. I can see your face. You want to like this.
This is the worst Wilson Phillips song.
Okay.
But I don't hate it. But I don't hate it. But I understand.
Yeah.
I understand how people could dislike
it. Yeah.
But I will say I don't hate it.
Ah, see? I kind of knew you'd like that. My wife did not like it.
I like Wilson Phillips.
No, my wife did not like that I picked it.
She liked the song.
She was like, oh, no. The minute I played it out loud, she was sitting over on the couch. And I go, what about this song? And she, boom. Every word, every line, she knew it. Yeah. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, good. I haven't heard that song in years. It came back. Boom.
I don't hate it. I'll be honest. It is the worst of those songs off of that album. but it's not as bad as Bette Midler's. So, okay. Or Vanilla. Right. So here you go. Defend yourself.
I have got nothing other than it's American pop group Wilson Phillips, and I just didn't like him. I didn't understand. Oh,
now you're making blasphemous statements. Wilson Phillips was great.
This is 1990. It reached number 4 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100.
Yep.
It features a slide guitar solo. I know how much you like solos, instrumental solos.
Slide guitar is usually more in country songs.
True.
But that's okay.
By Joe Walsh of the Eagles.
Oh.
Billboard ranked the song number 99 on their list of 100 greatest girl group songs of all time. So it's not a slouncher.
It's not a slouncher. I don't know if I'd have it on that list.
Yeah. So I got nothing. I just never got into the Wilson Phillips.
I gotcha.
It's too...
Well, I like Wilson Phillips, so we'll leave that part out. Song, not great. Not terrible.
That's fair.
I think it's got some middle ground to it.
That's fair.
Well, my number 6 is a real turd and does not do Detroit any favors. Mm. Unfortunately, Detroit. It is called The Motown Song by Rod Stewart.
Huh? I like this song. Oh my God. I remember this.
There's no way you like this song. No one likes this. This is awful.
Come on now.
This is... really silly.
And we'll go. Yeah. I forgot about that. That's probably why. Everybody's like.
I have really always disliked that song. So this was released in June of 1991 and also features The Temptations, which doesn't save it at all.
Not even a little bit.
I begrudgingly report this hit number 10 on the U.S. Hot 100, number 1 in Canada and Zimbabwe, and number 2 in Ireland. Very confusing, and honestly, it charted way too high everywhere. I'm just going to tell you all that's bad. This is supposed to be a tribute to Motown, but I've always hated it. Not a Rod Stewart fan anyway, but this seems cheesy. It's silly. I don't like listening to it. The video is ridiculous. It's bad animation. It shows Vanilla Ice, Sinead O'Connor, Elton John, The Temptations, Madonna. It's all terrible. It all sounds bad. Flush it down the toilet. It's not good.
Wow. You really harbor some emotion about this.
I don't like it. They used to play it on MTV. And I'm just, there are 1,000 other songs they could be playing. And they go with that. And it's a half cartoon video.
I don't remember the video. Yeah.
Well, I would say I don't recommend going to watch it, but if it piques your interest, go check it out. I will never watch it again. And that's probably the last time I'm going to play that song. So.
Okay. All right. I'm going to retire it, put it in the vault.
No vault. I'm going to bury it. In the backyard under
over at Hanford.
Yeah, something silly like that.
All right.
Well, it gets us to your number 5.
My number 5.
A all fiver. Right.
Now, you've had this song, on a previous playlist. So you probably like it. But
all right. What are you talking about?
Awful.
No, it's not.
Listen to the lyrics.
I love the lyrics.
It's stupid. If
Vanilla
Ice made your list,
highly
this
disagree.
Guy makes your list.
These are not the same song. Highly disagree.
The same song.
You can't
so
defend
stupid.
This. People love this song. And a man like me,
two or three.
That's right.
No.
That's right. Look, you're not going to convince me that's a bad song.
No, it's an awful song.
You go ahead and throw out whatever you want there.
Awful song. So this is 1990. Ecuadorian
was on my
rapper.
One hit wonders.
That's what it was. That's right. The track peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1991, reached number 2 in the Hot Rap Singles chart.
Heck yeah.
Tell me there weren't some rap artists at the time
saying
a little miff,
saying that, welcome to the chart. Welcome.
Like, who is this guy and where does he live?
So Gerardo. That's what it is.
No. In the song, the narrator tells of his luck with the women and his lady loving lifestyle.
He was a lover.
The song ranks number 100 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 90s.
There it is.
And number 9 on VH1's 100 Greatest One Hit Wonders. It also ranked at number 37 on Blender's list of the 50 worst songs ever.
Well, that's wrong.
The video was nominated for 2 MTV Music Awards for Best Male Video and Best New Artist.
Beautiful.
Awful.
Wrong. You're that's wrong. No. Wrong, 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 no, wrong.
It's awful. Yep.
Wrong, wrong.
It needs
wrong.
To be, we just need to start a pit. And then that's right alongside Motown, whatever his name is, Rod Stewart.
You went from a horrible song on the first one to an arguable song on the second one to being dead wrong on the third one.
Was he one of those guys at the beginning where you said you looked at some respected artists? Was he a respected artist?
Well, I wouldn't say he's. Bette Midler is a respected artist. Wilson Phillips is somewhat respected.
Bette Midler's a wackadoo, man.
All right. So, all right. Well, my number 5 is a bad song, unlike your bashing of Rico Suave.
I'm sorry, Rico. He's probably a really good guy.
Made a ton of money. Comes from a movie during this time frame. I'll let you see if you can figure it out. It's really terrible.
This is MC Hammer. Oh, this is Adams. This is the Adams Groove.
Adams Groove.
Yeah.
Do you hear how bad this is?
Okay. We can talk about MC Hammer here in just a minute. He made a lot of lists when I was doing my research for this episode.
This is really bad. All right.
Okay.
Come on.
Wait a minute. That's bad.
Yes.
But Rico Suave is good.
Great. Yeah. So, well, if there's a definition of selling out or just doing something for a cash grab because you're famous, this is it right here. This song, I guess we'll call it that, was released 9 December 1991 off the Too Legit to Quit album. Too Legit.
Ooh, Kirby Puckett was in that video. Quits. I remember that.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. It was only on the cassette version and not on the CD. Don't know what happened there. This somehow got to number 7 on the US Hot 100, number 9 in Finland, number 4 in Ireland, in the UK. I mean, come on, folks. We have to be better than that. This song was awarded a Golden Raspberry, very deservedly, for Worst Original Song in 1991.
That seems harsh.
And he beat out Vanilla Ice. Mm. That's how bad that song is. And he beat out, The video is basically a trailer for the Addams Family with Hammer and his friends dancing. So again, like Vanilla Ice, not very creative. Truly just a pile of crap. And one of the worst 4 minutes of anyone's life. Fun fact, this song somehow, can't figure it out, somehow charted higher on the Billboard than You Can't Touch This. This hit number 6. You Can't Touch This only hit number 7.
Oh, see, that's when I was doing my research. A ton of Hammer songs came up on the like worst lists and Pray and
Pray.
Can you see her?
Can you see her?
Which was featured on a previous episode.
There's some stinkers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
This sucks. This is the worst of the worst.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's the Addams Groove.
I like your description of a cash grab.
It's all it was.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you want to make a song for us? I'm not sure. Here's $12 million. Okay.
I'll
write it in 2 minutes.
Scribble something on a napkin. Yeah.
Do what we want to do. It's awful. Can you just sample the original song? The original song was good. And they just took the tune and just put their own crap into it. I don't know. It wasn't good.
All right.
Very upset.
That's good.
Number four.
So this is a respected artist.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
I could never get into his music, and then this music got weird.
Okay.
So anyway. Oh, you're disappointed
already.
I
like Diamonds and Pearls. What are you talking about?
So weird. Boy, horror. What does that mean?
I like Cream.
Oh.
What's that other one about?
Sexy MF.
What's the other one about 22 positions? In one
this whole
get
thing.
Off. Get off. Get off.
No. This whole, I could, I it was weird.
I like
the
it.
Whole Power Generation thing.
Man, that's 2 out of 4 that are not bad songs.
I couldn't get into Prince. I tried.
Look, our fans out there, you back me up. Diamonds and Pearls and Rico Suave, bad songs.
You and your little followers, they'll get online and
they will
bash the whole.
They're going to come for you.
Yeah, no. Prince.
All right.
It was weird. I tried to get into them and I couldn't do it.
Right.
Purple Rain, good.
Okay.
After that, Raspberry Beret, good.
I like Cream and Get Off. Those are
weird
songs.
Weird
they're great. Good videos,
I say too. That knowing that I probably had the CD. But
good videos, too.
Anyway, a little bit about this song. This is 1991, yes. Power Generation, Prince and the New Power Generation. The ballad is an expression of love and not lust, as it is the theme of some of the other singles from the album. It was a top 10 hit, reaching number 3 in the U.S. and the top spot on the R&B chart.
Yes.
The repeated lyric, if I give you diamonds and pearls, would you be a happy boy or a girl?
Yeah.
Again.
There you go.
Who's writing this? Echoes the lyrics, I'll buy you diamonds and pearls only if you're a good girl, from an 82 song. Receiving massive play. It's been described as soft and soulful lullaby. A cluster of gems, a sacred monumental ballad to counterweigh the delicious profanity elsewhere.
Yeah, everything you found says it's a good, solid song.
Then People Magazine called it a mushy mess.
All right.
Tom Doyle from Smash Hits viewed it as a schmaltzy, over-the-top balladeering.
Who is Tom Doyle?
I don't know.
Like, who's this guy?
All right. He's from People Magazine.
All right.
So
he's somebody.
He knows things.
All right. Okay, that was your number 4.
That's my number 4.
Yeah, 3 and 4. I don't agree.
All right.
Both.
I think incorrect. I'll get back at you here, number 3. I'll get back into your good graces.
My number 4 is
stinker.
It's your mushy crap that you just said, or mushy mess, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's by a guy named Timmy T. Uh-huh. It's called One More Try.
I don't know this one.
You do. When you hear it, you'll instantly know it.
Oh. And after all that, we have been through. This is awful.
This is awful.
Good job. I forgot.
You could not get a more bland.
But I know it.
Oh, everyone knows it. It has nothing. Like, there's no, it gives you no feeling. It's very bland. I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to go on a limb and say, I think I could have wrote this song. Yeah.
This is
very formulaic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby, can we give it
one more try?
It's like if you got a script to write a pop song in the early 90s, grab that synthesizer, generic lyrics.
Who sung Lady in Red? He's trying to sound like that.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a little bit of a Lady in Red ripoff. It's not anyway.
Good. Well, on the surface, it seems like a song I might like, being that it's a pop love song.
Yeah.
However, in this case, absolutely not. It's overdone, and I don't like listening to it. It's very bland, as I mentioned. I am definitely in the minority, though. This hit number 1 on the U.S. Hot 100 in 1991. It also went number 1 in the Netherlands and was a top 10 hit in 4 other countries, only 73 and 97 in Japan and the U.K., so at least they agree with me. Good job. The song is certified platinum and was the first single to top the Hot 100 off of an indie label since Lionel Richie with Truly in 1982. Accolades aside, the synthesizer is bad. The video is corny as can be. It's all hazy and weird.
Yeah.
And as I just said, I just don't like listening to it. So that's going to be my bottom line. And that guy can't sing. I don't know what's going on there. But if you really listen to it, I don't know what producer was like, you got a great voice. It's not a great voice. It sounds really bad.
Step into my studio.
It's bad.
You've got the voice of a generation.
The voice of something. Like that guy shouldn't even be doing commercials.
Did he do anything else?
I can't find anything else.
Okay.
It's that. Oh. So in the video, he's got on the classic, it's like a very 90s colored suit with a t-shirt or a shirt, no tie.
Oh.
It's bad.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't recommend checking out the video, but if you're interested, it is quite a journey. So.
Oh, all right.
There you go. Timmy T.
Timmy T.
Tim. He's the one.
Nothing else.
That's bad.
What are we at? My number 3?
3.
Oh, man. I think you've mentioned this song.
Hopefully you can pick a bad song here.
No.
So far you're not.
And I think you've mentioned this song and you're like, yeah, bad song.
Okay.
But here we go. I think we'll agree.
Yes. Horrible. Yeah. You're back on track. This is bad.
Come on now. One of the best dance songs ever.
We didn't cover it in the beginning. Do we think we're going to have any repeats?
No.
Oh.
No.
Wow, you're quick on that.
No.
I'm going to say 1.
No.
All right.
No, we're going to have none.
All right. I'm going to say 1.
And this is the rest of the song, basically.
No, this is 4 minutes of this song.
Yeah.
It's like I
have it on loop. I don't even have it on loop.
There are a few lyrics in there. Yeah. I'll give her credit for this, but it's not good.
But yeah, let's sing a line.
She's homeless.
Yeah.
Go.
Begging for money.
Yeah. No, this just hurts your brain. It's too much.
And then we just loop it. Sing a couple things and we're just going to loop it.
She's out of makeup.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure it has a.
I'll say still over or under 1. We'll see what happens.
Okay. You think we're going to have 1?
I don't know.
This is Gypsy Woman. She's homeless.
She is homeless.
Also released as Gypsy Woman, La Da Dee, La Da Da.
Yeah.
It's okay. American singer-songwriter Crystal Waters, 1991. Mm-hmm. It's famous for its La Da Dee, La Da Da. Okay. Regarded as one of the biggest classics of house music.
Yeah.
Right. Peaked at number 8 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. In 2020, Slant Magazine ranked Gypsy Woman number 10 in their list of the 100 best dance songs of all time. And in 2022, Pitchfork and Rolling Stone featured it in their list of the 250 best songs of the 1990s and the 200 greatest dance songs of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
That same year, Rolling Stone ranked it number 58 in their list of 200 greatest dance songs of all time.
I'm so
confused. The dancers out there love the song.
I guess, because it just goes on. The beat.
I'm not a dancer.
It doesn't matter what she's saying. The beat just goes.
I'm like, I got to turn it after a couple minutes. I can't do it. And anyway.
All right. You're back on track.
I figured I would.
That's a good, bad choice.
Yeah, good. Good.
Right. Well, my number 3 is way worse than that.
All right.
I don't know how far
you're good at picking the stinkers.
Yeah. I don't know how far you went into your research, but this one is pretty bad. Okay. So don't turn me on yet.
Okay.
This is another one of those. I think it sounds like it should have been on, if people know, 90210. It sounds like a song that would have played like during an episode of 90210. Like they're driving around in their car, or they're going to the peach pit, or.
Will I know
something
it?
Like that? You might know sure it. Know.
Okay.
But it's pretty dumb. And so it's Romeo. What? The song is called, or Dino. Sorry. Dino.
Oh.
Song's called Romeo. So here we go. Really bad. Very generic again.
Once again, step into my studio. You have a great voice.
Here we come. The chorus is everything. So generic.
I could, yep.
Here we go.
I remember this. Yeah, this is a, I can see a video montage of 90210.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a 90210 song. This is.
Dino.
Dino. So that is.
Love it.
That is Dino. Song was released September 7th, 1990. This somehow hit number 6. On the US Hot 100, a top 10 hit. Come on, really confusing. Australia knew the answer, having this at 105. Good for you. So good all the way around for the Aussies on that. This is bad. It's overproduced. The background music sounds like something from an infomercial in the 90s, I think, like trying to sell me a Ronco or something like that. The rap at the beginning and in the middle of the song is performed by a guy named Dr. Ice. It's not good.
No,
so apologies to Dr. Ice, but I would assume you did the best you could with what you had to work with, because I don't think you had anything to work with. The video is also as terrible as you can imagine, and Dino's hair is not getting the job done. I can't express. This one I would say go look at, because I don't know what's going on in his hair in this video, but I watched it twice for some reason, and it got worse each time. So
Dino.
Romeo.
Wow.
So. Can you imagine somebody picked up a date in the 90s and she got in the car and that was playing and he thought that was a hip and cool song and the girl's probably
that is not what I pictured in my mind.
It's not at all.
Wow, he's got a bedazzled vest.
He's got a lot of problems.
Wow.
So Dino,
that's pretty good.
Dino's not getting the job.
That's a mullet.
It's bad.
That is an absolute mullet.
It's an absolute mullet.
You can call it whatever you want, but that is a mullet.
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay, so, all right.
All right, let's see if you can, you're at number 2. We'll see if you can top
my number Romeo. 2. Okay, my number 2 is... see if you know this one.
I do know it. It's our boy Scat, right?
It's our boy Scat.
And he made his own album.
This was his comeback.
Yeah.
After his
time in rehab.
Yeah. He cleaned up.
Yeah, this.
Paul Abdul helped him out.
Yeah, this definitely kind of sucks. I gotta say, anytime you're trying to get nursery rhymes and things into, I just don't think it works. And. Kind of sounds like Will Smith a little there.
It did.
Yeah.
It really did.
That does. It sounds a little like Will Smith.
Yeah. So this is The Adventures of, this is called The Scat Strut.
It's bad.
By MC Scat Cat and the Stray Mob. And this came off of the album The Adventures of MC Scat Cat and the Stray Mob. It's a 1991 album. The album came about as a result of Paula Abdul's successful Opposites Attract video.
Of course.
We've talked about that.
Let's try to capitalize.
The Stray Mob. Oh, this is great. He's got some characters that come with him. Yeah. The Stray Mob consists of cartoon characters Fats with a Z, Taboo, Maestro.
How many O's in that Taboo?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maestro, spelled mice, like M-I-C-E.
Oh, clever.
See what they did there?
Very clever.
Leo, I'm going to guess he's a cat.
Possibly.
Kathleen, spelled with a K.
Mr. Mistopheles.
And Silk.
Silk.
The first three of whom appeared in the Opposites Attract music video. The only single from the album Scat Strut samples Earth, Wind, and Fire's 1981 hit Let's Groove, with Abdul making a brief appearance in the video. It only reached number 80 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Good.
Seems high.
Shouldn't have hit anything on the Hot 100, but yeah. I like how Australia leaves them beyond 100. We should have done that too.
So. The album was poorly received and it failed to chart. Here's the best part. In 1999, the AV Club deemed it the least essential album of the 1990s, calling it, quote, a product of clueless committee thinking and Milli Vanilli-style studio hack work at its most cynical.
100%.
And concluding that, quote, never has a mass-produced album been demanded by so few.
So few. Nobody wanted MC Scat Cat.
Wow.
His one time with Paul Abdul was it. And then this, if anything was pushing him back into rehab, it was this.
And I didn't catch the name of the actual guy. It was like DJ something.
There is no
DJ.
I was
like, that poor guy, he hopefully has distanced himself and like, I don't know who that guy is.
Well, that's DJ a good, who? That's a good number two.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, my number two, I think listening to this song is the equivalent of doing exactly what the song's title says. And it is called Walking on Broken Glass by Annie Lennox.
Yep.
I'm just going to start from the beginning because it sucks all the way through. And
you know it, yeah.
The opening with the strings and the...
And the video was like Victorian or something. I couldn't get into Annie Lennox.
This is just bad. It's just a generic pop song. Like, there's nothing to it.
I think adults like this.
You were the sweetest thing. I mean, did you hear this? It's really bad. Who is sitting around at home, you know, cleaning or reading a book?
Have you seen my Annie Lennox CD?
Yeah, hey, throw on Annie Lennox real quick. Siri, can you play Walking on Broken Glass for me? Thanks. I need that right now. Unfortunately, there might be somebody.
You could break the internet. Siri would go, can't find it.
Can't find it.
Unable to.
Siri just didn't want to find it, so I'll tell you. Well, this was released in August of 1992, hit number 14 on the U.S. Hot 100. Number one in Canada. I mean, come on, folks. What are we doing there? Just mild success everywhere else. Probably a good thing. Perhaps it's that I'm not a big Annie Lennox fan, as you stated. Mm-hmm. But this is a bad-sounding song. Very generic. Again, just a pop song that has nothing to it. It's very just bland. The video is even worse. Period piece in the 18th century, as you said.
Yeah,
John Malkovich is in it.
Oh, that's right.
He looks like it looks like a bad college play at a coffee shop. It's bad to watch.
Yeah.
I really just do not enjoy the chorus. And in the middle of it, just the constant walking on, broken glass. It's awful. Not a fan, drives me crazy. I prefer to just listen to Annie and the Eurythmics. Yeah. Let's just stay with that because this doesn't work.
That's fair.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
It's bad. So.
All right.
All right. Well, before we reveal our number ones, let's head to a little place we call the cut line. For once, Rob, maybe we should have stopped at 7 each to save the listeners from further torture. But alas, we found two more terrible songs to share. And just to really upset the audience, we'll each also have an honorable mention. That is a song we find most detestable. With that great intro, Rob, wow us with your first cut.
All right. My first cut is you featured this artist.
Oh, no.
And you liked it.
You're going to do it again.
And I disliked it.
Gotcha. I do not know this song.
It's the KLF.
Oh. I will concur that it sucks.
It's Tammy Wynette.
It is.
They went and got Tammy Wynette. Listen to the lyrics. Stand by the jam. But if you don't like what they're going. Listen where they go. They go to the Moo Moo Land.
I've heard of the Moo Moo Land. There was a song Moo Moo Land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Who in KLF was like, you know who we need to make relevant again?
Let's go get Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Wynette.
Yeah. It was weird.
That's yeah, that's bad. I've not heard that song before.
Yeah. I remember it.
And I'm never going to listen to it again.
I mistook it in one of your lists. You
No, KLF.
And you played a KLF song. And I go, that's the one with Tammy Wynette. And you were like, no, this is a different one. Yeah, I had it mixed up. So this is British band KLF, 1991, but it goes way back, to 87. The song is best known for its remake that was released 25 years later in November 91, versus featuring the vocals of American country music singer Tammy Wynette. The version was an international hit, reaching number 11 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, number one in 18 countries.
That's insane. What is happening?
The KLF is a group. They're called, King Boy D and Rockman Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Began working together, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. We don't want to upset the apple cart and we don't want to cause any harm, but if you don't like what you're going to do, what we're going to do, you better not stop us because we're coming through. That's kind of they made these weird things. Lyrics described as delightful nonsense.
It's definitely nonsense. I wouldn't throw delightful in
Splendid magazine echoed this, but even more so, I still maintain that this song deserves a place among the greatest artworks of the 20th century. Not only is it brilliant, gleefully daft, hopefully nonsensical, perfectly ludicrous pop song with a chorus to kill for, not only is it a slyly subversive comment on the cynic, I mean, it just goes on. The people love it.
People love it.
Yeah. No. Were a decision reached that all pop music was deemed unfit for human consumption and had to be destroyed save for one song to keep us fickle masses in choruses, this would have to be the one, folks. You have
way too much information on this song. Just say it's a bad song.
People love this song.
No, nobody loves it.
But yeah, I couldn't get into it. Anyway. It
doesn't sound good. No. I'll agree with you. No. Well, my first cut is, you said no crossovers. It's our first crossover.
What?
Oh, yeah. Because we were on the same plane with this. I'm just going to play another little sample of it because although I don't want to play a sample of it.
Oh, we had one.
I think you should express how bad it is.
Well, you got a different verse. That's good.
I did. This is the makeup thing. Mm-hmm. No, it's not a different verse. This. All right, we'll stop that.
Oh, yeah.
We've done enough. I don't have much
different. But wait, maybe she'll say something else.
No, I don't think I have much different here. I put that it's an infection in your brain, a bad infection.
An infection in
your brain. Yeah.
Is that your words or a quote?
No, I
said that. It's an infection in your brain.
It's an infection in your brain. Once it gets in, you're going to lot of D yourself to death. I've got number one in Belgium, Italy, the Netherlands, Spain, and Switzerland. Yeah, did you say that?
People loved it.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, it was like...
Top 10 in 8 other countries, you said that. Everything else you said, I have, so I won't repeat it. And we'll put that song to bed for once and all.
Perfect.
And I don't have to hear it again.
Nice.
So with that, give it your second cut.
All right, my second cut. It's probably a respected artist in certain circles, so
no.
I apologize, but I couldn't get it.
Wow, what? No, oh, you're crazy, man. I love this. This
no,
is a great
you
song.
Don't.
I do. I like Constant
You're so
Gravy.
Full of crap.
I'm serious. I like it. No. Oh, come on, man. This isn't what? A bad song. Listen to everything we've heard so far. This isn't bad. This is good.
What?
So disappointed in you.
Oh. I'm regretting that. No, I'm sticking by it.
No, I don't agree. This is a bad song. It's got
get into it.
It's got a little bass to it. I mean, I like the tune in the background.
No, you don't have to force it.
I'm not forcing anything. I like it. I've got that on a 90s playlist.
Ugh.
I do.
I can't. I couldn't get into it.
All right.
Canadian singer, songwriter, Katie Lang, 1992, won Lang a Grammy Award in the category for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance.
There you go.
As well as an MTV Music Award for Best Female Video, peaked at number 38 on the Billboard US Hot 100, giving Lang her only 40 US Top 40 hit. Compelling melody and a vocal brimming with yearning, a romantic number, haunting. A sense of longing is inevitable part of life. It's a dynamic single, expansive and full of simmering appeal, or some things that people said about it. I call it crap.
All right. You call it crap. I like it.
Sorry, Katie Lang.
I think it's not a bad song.
Nope.
So we disagree again. That's three I've disagreed with.
If that were to come on the radio, I'd be like,
next.
Change the channel. Okay. Skip it.
I do not concur.
Okay, so,
all right. Well,
that was going to happen.
My second cut. Well, I don't even know if you've heard this song, but we're playing it. It is a song called Pound Cake, but what I think is supposed to be Van Halen.
What?
But of course, it is not Van Halen. You can make the face because it sucks.
This isn't Van Halen?
It is Van Halen, but it's not Van Halen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you hear this? Come on. What is? I can't even understand half of what Hagar is even saying here.
Okay. Van Hagar.
Yeah. So I am on record that I am no fan of Van Hagar. Although I was listening to, we previously gave a shout out to the Mixtape podcast this week, and the host Jason made a comment that he actually didn't mind some of the Van Hagar songs. So we're going to have to say we officially have a beef on that. They had a beef with us on our mom's countdown because we didn't include the E.T. mom.
What's the big the big Van Hagar song that everybody, I don't know. Right Now? Oh. That wasn't bad.
No, I don't like it. Okay. I don't like any of it. So a little beef on that because he's usually pretty good with his music, but I cannot abide that he likes Van Hagar. This song illustrates it. Released in 1991, June of 91, hit number one in the U.S. Billboard mainstream rock charts. So everyone was a little confused at that time, I guess. The video starts out with Eddie Van Halen using a drill on his guitar. Yes, a drill. A power drill you would use to build something or hang a picture, which he, for some unknown reason, repeats in the guitar solo. Eddie is an all-time guitar player, was an all-time guitar player. So why is he using a drill? I don't know, but it sucks. So he should have gotten rid of that. He's too good for that. The song symbolizes why I don't like them without David Lee Roth. The energy of the song is not good.
Okay.
The band just sounds different. Mm-hmm. You can't understand half of what Hagar is saying or doing. Yeah. And the video, it looks like and this whole song seems like a desperate effort to stay relevant in the 90s. It still sounds very dated.
Yeah.
But they're trying to speed it up a little for the 90s. It sucks.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Take your pound cake, put it back in the oven. Don't need it.
Yeah, I've always had an issue with bands that either change their lead singer or the whole lineup's different, but they still carry the name. I'm like, you're not. It's the same issue you have with Chicago. Why you didn't go see Chicago?
Well, right? Yeah.
Because you were like.
But I have said, I can't backtrack on. You're like, I love Chicago with Peter Cetera. I like Chicago without Peter Cetera. Mm-hmm. There are Chicago songs with some of the other singers I like. But I do think at this time, if I went and saw it, they don't have any of those singers. They don't have Peter Cetera. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Well,
that gives you,
I'm down to
takes
my,
you to your honorable mention.
My honorable mention.
Yes.
So this is one that I remember we listened to.
No, we did not.
We did.
Don't say we listened
to it. Yeah, we did. And I laughed at it because it's just not a good song, but
all right.
I remember it. So here we go.
Okay.
Shabba. Remember that?
Shabba. I don't like this.
Shabba Ranks.
I'm not a Shabba Ranks guy.
Mr. Lover Man.
I know who he is, but I'm not a Shabba guy.
Well, my favorite part is that chorus.
It's a good choice. Mr. Lover Man. Yeah. This is a good choice. You did well here.
Hey. Yeah, he kind of came out of nowhere, and then he was a thing for a while. And
yeah, I don't know why.
I couldn't get into the
Shabba. There was that small kind of early 90s reggae thing.
Yeah, it was.
Whatever. Because what's his face does the reggae too? Mr. Boombastic.
Yes.
Shaggy.
Yeah. And he's still he's still around. He hangs around. He shows up. And
yeah, it wasn't him.
But so yeah, anyway, so Mr. Oh, this
you is. You have anything else about Shabba? Or we
this
just,
is Jamaican dancehall artist Shabba Ranks released 92 and 93, which is weird. Reached number 40 on the US Billboard Hot 100.
Nice.
Specs, a German rock and pop culture magazine included Mr. Loverman in their best singles of the century.
Oh, come on, guys. There's no way.
List in 1999, and Q Magazine featured it in their list of 1,001 best songs ever in 2003.
Again, no way.
Who's writing for Q Magazine and Specs? Features the first time he used his trademark cry, Shabba.
Shabba.
Using the sampled vocals of Maxi Priest.
Maxi.
His ability to fuse.
That does give off a Maxi Priest vibe.
Each rhyme into a near perfect blend of sound and rhythm. Yeah. Drop the rhythm track and his performances would still be as danceable and addictive. That was a quote. Deliciously sexy.
Don't like it.
A language shuffling groove. A music video was produced to promote the single directed by American visual artist, filmmaker, and hip-hop pioneer Fab Five Freddy.
Yeah, Fab Five.
It was featured on the French Prince of Bel-Air, 1992's motion picture Deep Cover.
Couldn't get that Fresh Prince out.
I know, that was hard. Parodied in an episode of In the Living Color.
Oh.
And the drum pattern was sampled by Alanis Morissette on You Learn from her multi-platinum album Jagged Little Pill in 1995.
Well, it did something.
So, Shabba.
Shabba. All right. No more Shabba.
All right.
Well, my honorable mention is the most boring song on my list.
Oh, then what's your number?
It will probably put you to sleep.
Oh.
It is called Place in This World.
Okay, good.
By Michael W.
Oh, I almost Smith. Did that one.
I want to drive home the fact that who told this guy he could sing? Wait till it's the chorus. It's horrible. They didn't even auto-tune him.
Of all the songs you picked, I agree with you the most.
This is bad.
I will tell you, I'm a churchgoer. He's big in the Christian scene.
This has nothing to do with that.
I can't get into him. My wife.
Do you hear this? He's not a good singer.
No. I don't like his song. I'm sorry to my Christian folks.
It puts me to sleep.
I don't think any of my Christian folks are
listening. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is pretty. This
show.
This is pretty insufferable. It sounds bad.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to make a social point with the song, but with the guitar, the piano, it's overproduced, it's unpleasant, and he can't sing. I don't know who told him he could sing. He can't hit those notes. I'm hearing him crack trying to hit those notes.
Well, I think, I don't know. What he kind of came in around the same time Amy Grant was making the crossover. So
I have some.
Yeah.
However, it hit number 6 on the US Hot 100, which is baffling.
People like it.
Hit number 1 on the Billboard Christian charts, as you pointed out. I can see that, but still not good. He wrote the song with Amy Grant, and it won a GMA Dove Award in 1992, which is the Gospel Music Association's top award.
It's like the Grammys for
the Grammy music, for the Christian music. Yeah. Now, Smith has said that many people have told him that this song means a lot to them and that it has helped them through hard times, suicide, etc. So I applaud Smith for that, and I'm not knocking that people think this makes them feel good. But for me, it sounds bad. Maybe because of his singing style, maybe because of the structure of the song. Maybe if Amy Grant had sang it, I'd have been a little more amenable to it. But we'll never know because this is the version we got, and it sounds awful. And again, it's just generic.
Nope.
The beat's generic, and he can't sing. Nope. Who recorded him and went, first take, got it. Mike, you sound great in there. So it sounds like somebody doing karaoke for this song. That's what it sounds like. And thinking they sound great. Yeah. They're like, hey, I'm going to knock this one out of the park.
I can't.
And then you come back and you got to smile and go, it wasn't bad, man. And they were terrible. Right. Okay. So enough, Michael W. Smith.
No, I 100%.
100%.
The best one I agree with on the list.
All right. So, long awaited or long not awaited. Yeah. Number one, worst song that you have, Rob.
Okay.
I haven't agreed with a few, but we'll see if this one meets criteria.
This is a very, this category of music gets a lot of bad raps, but
I don't know this.
You will know the artist.
Okay.
She came out a couple years later with a song that propelled her into the stratosphere. It was everywhere. Yeah, this is the whole song. It's this ethereal.
I don't like it.
I don't.
It sounds like something. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like one of those CDs at Target.
Yeah.
That it's like the mood music.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
It's got like a picture of like a forest on the front. And
help you go to sleep.
Yeah. Yes.
Something stupid like that. Yeah. This is, I've never heard this.
No.
You can turn it off.
It's Enya.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like Enya's songs.
What?
There are a couple Enya songs that are actually good.
Nobody likes Enya.
The one that says,
oh no. That's Enigma.
Enigma.
We're getting them mixed up.
Oh.
I did the same thing.
No,
yeah.
I stand corrected.
No, that's Enigma. Yeah,
So I like Enigma.
Different conversation, I would agree.
Maybe I don't like Enya.
No. Enya, the other one she does is the Sail Away song. Sail away.
I don't like that. That might have been a better choice.
Yeah.
But
No, that came out after 90. It wasn't in the window. But this is Irish musician Enya. It follows a waltz time signature. Blah, blah, blah.
Real quick, before you read it, I'm going to assume somebody likes this. It's probably popular somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's a very specific. It's called, I'm going to get down to it. Oh, shoot. But it came out in 91. It mentions different Greek gods. And anyway, in the United States, it reached number 79 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yes.
On the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart, it was the 12th most successful song of 1992. Dreamy and evocative and multi-layered and intricate is what it's been called. It was a rich tapestry of sound, lulls the listener with the promise of complex musical textures, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay, Here's some things. Enya got lumped into the new age. That's what it was. I thought that this, so this is a quote, and I really like it. He talks about that it he got lumped into this new age group.
Yeah.
With like John Tesh, George Winston.
I like Tesh.
Dentist office music, fake music. Let's say you're an earnest rock and roller. This is not real music. And he goes on to talk about the in the late 80s and early 90s was the worst possible time to make a big break as a new age artist.
Yeah.
Because we were about to get bludgeoned, it says, by the advent of grunge music, counterpoint to the overproduced pop bands of the 1980s. She came in at a time where people were just like, oh, this is cheese.
Can't do it.
But her album, her next album, went quintuplet platinum.
Of course it did.
Only time, it spent 30, her neck, one of her songs, Only Time, in 2000, spent 32 weeks on the Billboard charts. She sold more than 80 million albums, won 4 Grammys, won an Oscar for the song of May It Be from the Lord of the Rings movie.
That sounds like a Lord of the Rings song.
And did you know there was a chance she might have won an Oscar in 97 because James Cameron came to her and said, I want you to write the score for Titanic.
Oh,
she turned it down.
Good for her.
Because there wasn't enough creative independence. And people have said the resulting score, if you listen to it, sounds an awful lot like her. So, yeah, but
there you go.
Anyway,
obviously, so Cameron liked it.
I could not get into that new age stuff. And
I don't mind Tesh. They do a great.
Oh my gosh.
They do a great skit on Saturday Night Live.
Things that nobody says. Oh, I don't mind Tesh.
Do a great sketch on Saturday Night Live. Jason Sudeikis is John Tesh, and his brother, it's Tim Robinson. He's a comedian. His brother shows up with him. And they want the new song for TNT's NBA. You know the Well, they play that. But in this sketch, they have lyrics. And they don't want the lyrics. But it starts out, Tesh plays the and then Tim Robinson, the guy goes, basketball, put it in the hoop and dribble. Anyway, so they're like, let's try that again without the lyrics. And then, or can we take out the, and so they take out the music part. And he goes, basketball. It's actually really funny.
No, because nobody laughs at John Tesh. I mean,
I don't mind Tesh. He did write that song for basketball. That's pretty good. All right. I already hated my number one song before I started this countdown. And after putting the list together, it will be the last time. This will be the last time I ever listened to it. I refuse to listen to it again. It is our second crossover. So I'm just going to play it.
Shut up.
The absolute biggest flaming pile of dog poo I could put on anyone's porch is this song.
Look at, we bookend it. That's like my number, my 7 and your 1. Yeah, it's awful.
I'm playing it again. It'll be the last time. Just to drive home to our fans. Listen, folks, this is horrible. Who listens to this?
My mom, probably.
No.
Sorry, mom. My mom probably liked this song.
Listen to the... Listen to that musical arrangement.
So good.
So bad. I'd like to lead with the fact that I don't dislike Bette Midler. I think she was very funny on Seinfeld, and she's had a great career in movies and music. So this is not a shot at Bette. Just a poor choice in musical selection. You said it was a cover. I actually went back and listened to the cover. Nancy Griffith
is
who sang it, 1985. Oh, absolutely not. It's just as terrible. Imagine
this. I was hoping they'd be like, poor lady.
Imagine this with an 80s country folksy feel to it.
Now, all right.
Your ooh is way overdone.
I'm intrigued.
It's not good. So, by the way, when you said it was number 2 on the charts in 1990, here's some songs it climbed over.
Oh, yeah, this is going
to
be good.
It climbed over in order. I went back to the Billboard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, Something to Believe In by Poison. Freedom 90 by George Michael.
Oh,
Groove Is in the Heart, mentioned on the show previously by D. Light, and Feels Good by Tony. I just don't understand. There were so many better songs on the radio to listen to. How were people tuning into this?
I think the masses had been.
Who was listening to the radio and being like, I got to wait because in this hour they're going to play From a Distance. I can't leave the radio. Or who's calling in? Hey, thanks for calling Z100. What can I play for you? Can I get From a Distance by Bette Midler? No one's requesting that song. Oh,
man. If they are, they're masking their voice.
Do you think someone...
This is not me.
Someone later in high school or college or even a young adult, do Do you think someone recorded this and gave it to a girlfriend like on a mixtape?
Oh, it was on a mixtape. Oh my God. Absolutely on a mixtape.
You should immediately break up with that guy. I mean,
it was probably played at slow dances. Promise. You could dance to this.
No. This is, if it comes on during slow dance, I get punch or go to the bathroom. Awful. Bad DJ.
Who calls it punch?
So punch? I call it punch.
You call it punch? I'm going to go to the punch. Do they still have punch bowl?
Have you seen Biodome
Purple? I was never at a dance where they had a punch bowl.
Purple sticky punch. So I don't know.
Anyway, were you ever at an actual dance where they had punch? Yeah. Like a punch bowl?
They had punch and pie.
I never went to a dance where they had the stereotypical punch bowl.
I will say. Anyway. I was probably too young for this. I'm 13 or 14 year olds when this came out. I'm probably not her target demographic, yeah. But I am now older. At 47, I am probably now in that demographic.
It doesn't do anything for you?
And it still sucks. So, and everything you else said about it, when it said it was one of the awesomely bad songs, that's the worst misuse of the word awesomely I've ever heard in my life. So, but anyway, I think I've expressed enough. I'm from a distance. I will keep my distance. This is a bad song. I don't want to hear it again. Let's just put it in the vault and never speak of it.
And never speak of it.
Sorry, Bette. Poor choice.
Poor bet.
Someone's in their car right now. Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah, get rid of it.
I had a couple other bad songs that I didn't include, but I didn't like. Mm-hmm. They just weren't quite good enough. I got Jesus, He Knows Me by Genesis. That was really bad. I went and re-listened to that, and I did not enjoy it.
I have a couple Genesis.
I got a one. It was called Hippie Chick by Soho. Another really bad. It's kind of a dance song, too. Yep. All This Time by Sting. Ugh, it was rough. Wholehearted by Extreme. Not good. Real turd of a song. Signs by Tesla. Nobody asked for that cover. Please Don't Go by KWS was not fun to listen to. Mm. And Wild Side. I don't know if you got that from Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Oh, the Wild Side. Yep.
Really bad.
Yeah.
And he's not rapping. I like Good Vibrations. Don't like this. So there are a couple examples I have.
I had a couple things by Michael Bolton.
Okay, we'll stop talking.
Richard Marx.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you have from Michael Bolton?
How can we be loved? There's another one talks about.
I like that one.
How am I supposed to live without you? But there was even a better one.
There's one that he the song's teamed probably up with good, but Kenny G.
Oh, yeah, that was the other one. There's a couple Kenny G's on here.
That was really bad.
But there's a song. Let's see if I can find it in my notes. But it's Michael Bolton, and I'm going to get it wrong. But it's the song title goes something like this. Can I touch you ... there? ?
I mean, you got to be safe. You got to ask questions. You don't want to rush. You don't want to get in trouble.
Michael.
By the way, UB40 had a cover, Come and Take Me, Here I Am, or something like that. Not good.
Yeah. The Shoop Shoop song by Cher. Remember that one?
I looked at that one. Yeah. I didn't. Mm. That was a
is
fun.
It in his
I know.
Yeah, you know that one? Pray, Do the Bartman.
I looked at Do the Bartman. I didn't put it. I don't think it's a good song, but it holds good nostalgia for me.
Anything by anything by Nelson.
Oh, I like After the Rain.
Come on.
A lot.
Nope.
You're not going to teach me that it's not good.
Vibology. Paula Abdul.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah. So
all right. Well, we could go on a long time. Yeah. But I think we'll say this the right way. I think we got a good bad playlist.
A good bad. Yeah, that's good.
So if you want to torture yourself, it'll be on our website, and you can go ahead and there may be someone that's like, you know, those are 20 good songs. I'm going to go listen to those, but I can't go with you. This is one of the playlists, like you said earlier, I'm not going to revisit on my own. Nope. So, if you enjoy this podcast, please take a second to give us 5 stars, drop us a review. Also check out our website at totally80s90srecall.podbean.com, where you can find links to all of our social media sites, as well as subscribing to our Facebook group for weekly updates and future episode ideas. If you want to get in touch with us, email the show at 80s90srecall@gmail.com, which allows you to recommend future show ideas, comment on previous topics, and ask us questions, which we'll feature on future mailbag episodes. Finally, subscribe to our YouTube channel. There we are.
Nice.
If you'd like to see Rob and I while you're listening to us, which we highly recommend, we're great to watch. Links to all of our social media, merchandise store, and email are included in the show notes, so be sure to check them out after this episode. So, you got any closing thoughts on today's topic?
I don't.
Nothing else. We've covered every bad thing we could cover.
Yeah. I liked your synopsis of it's the best bad playlist.
Best bad playlist.
That's good. Yeah. But I'm not listening to it.
Best bad for us.
Yeah.
So, I would usually say sadly this brings us to the end. But you know what? It's fine that we're at the end. This brings us to the end of this episode. We hope you've enjoyed our look at our best of the worst songs from 1990 to 1992. If you like today's musical choices for some reason, which I'd question a little bit, we have provided links to Spotify, Apple, and Amazon, so you're free to go revisit all these songs if you want to. Finally, we'd like to thank all of our listeners, whether first-timers or subscribers, for hanging out with Rob and I. Hopefully, we gave you an hour or so of some laughs. And don't forget to tune in for all new episodes of Totally 80s and 90s Recall every Tuesday.
Well, with all of that.
All of that.
What are we doing next time?
All right, homework for next time, Rob. We're doing a Billboard Hot 100, which I know you love. We're doing the week of 10 October, 1996.
Ooh, good year.
Graduation year for you.
Yep.
Goofy Rules are back. I know you like Goofy Rules. We're having some fun on this one. You will pick your 10 songs, so your top seven and your cut line, from all the even numbers.
Okay.
And I will select from only the odd ones. No songs that have previously been on any other episode, by the way, either. So those are your rules. You have to pick from the odd number or the even numbers and no previous songs that have been on a countdown.
Okay.
So you actually only have access to 50 of the 100 songs.
Yeah, that's really going to limit me.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But that's okay. You do even, I'll do odd, and that'll give us a good sampling of the whole 100.
So our favorite, our best picks from the
best picks from those numbers.
I can do that. I will be ready.
All right. You got anything else?
I got nothing.
Fancy goodbye?
No fancy goodbyes.
No fancy goodbye. Rico Suave is still a good song. Can't convince me otherwise.
He made a lot of money.
I like Katie Lang.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
I like
Katie Lang. Nobody says that.
I like Constantine.
Nobody goes, I like a little bit of Tesh.
I do like a little bit of Tesh.
Nobody likes that.
Bo-bo-bo-bo-bo basketball is great.